mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blast out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 94.75. Back from 9 to midnight, Central, of course, at 3210. The internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, on your satellites. We have several guests coming up today. One guest is, one of the groups, heads up one of the groups that's been protesting the UN's invited move by Bush and the Democrats to oversee our elections, which is just a horrible development. And then also we have a guest coming on from American Free Press about his article where the government's bracing for riots if they reinstate the national draft, that he's saying will be reinstated early next year. So we'll see what happens with that, but that guest is joining us as well. Again, thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. There are so many news stories here that I do want to go over. And, of course, we're going to have wide-open phones as well if you'd like to get involved. Any news item you'd like to discuss, any comment or question, or if you disagree with me on some point, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here's a headline. U.S. government thwarts its own terror prosecutions. And this is out of the Associated Press. I also have the article. A listener called in about this yesterday. It's in the Christian Science Monitor, where the CIA blew the cover of one of its own moles over in Pakistan and Afghanistan, who was getting close to discovering exactly where bin Laden was located. You certainly can't have that. And again, this is just one case out of many examples of them protecting the Arab fighters that are all CIA. But here's an article out of the Associated Press. U.S. government thwarts own terror prosecutions. Prosecutors in the first major terror trial after September 11th were hindered by superiors from presenting some of their most powerful evidence, including testimony from an al-Qaeda leader and video footage showing some of bin Laden's European operatives casing American landmarks, Justice Department memos show. The department's terrorism unit provided no help of any kind in this prosecution, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit wrote in one of the memos, which detail the bitter divisions between frontline prosecutors and their superiors in Washington. Well, the same thing happened before 9/11. FBI agents in Minnesota, in Illinois, in Arizona, in Texas, in Oklahoma, they would go out to flight schools where you'd have Nicholas Berg hanging out with some of the hijackers. Old Nicky Berg accidentally got his head cut off after working at the Abu Ghraib prison. But again, that's a side issue. They'd go out there and interview these people hanging around. They'd go and interview and talk to folks and flight school trainers who are saying, look, they don't want to know how to land these planes or take them off. And the FBI agents would be threatened with arrest if they continued their investigations. Bush signed W-199I, ordering them to back off. And then those that did protect al-Qaeda, they were given record cash bonuses and promoted. Now, when this story started breaking and people heard about it, they went and got a shill, Miss Rowley, to bring her forward, one of the Minnesota chiefs, and to bring out some side issues. And, oh, look, you know, here's the whistleblower. Meanwhile, she's the big hero because she's a shill, and all the real heroes that tried to stop LCIA are demonized. That's only some of the news. It's all coming up. Just stay with us, please.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. Again, it is Tuesday, the 10th day of August 2004. We have two great guests coming up today. One who is out prominently protesting, has run several big protests in New York City against the United Nations overseeing our elections. And I think it's a bad idea, but for different reasons than they do. And then also we have another guest coming up from American Free Press getting into the impending national draft and how the government's gearing up for riots against that national draft. I was talking to Stephanie, who runs the broadcast during the break. She said, man, you sound tired or down today. And so, yes, I'll tell you why. I have some type of sinus infection or headache, and it feels like somebody is driving a spike between my eyes. So if I'm not as sharp as I sometimes... Frankly, though, anytime I'm sick or something, I listen to the show later, and it sounds better. It takes the edge off, makes me calm down. Again, the show's not about Alex Jones, not about me whining on air about not feeling well, but... So people don't call in and ask me how I'm doing and stuff. Yes, I've got some type of sinus thing going on. Just allergies here in Austin, Texas. Get these few weeks out of the year, and it is... I need to take some pills for it or something, some type of Sudafed. But then that gets me so hyper, I don't end up taking it. I hate it. So just bear with me. I'm going to get my stride and warm up here. I'll start talking 90 miles an hour and cutting you off and being obnoxious. Don't worry. That's what you tune in for. All right, being sarcastic. Before I plunge into all of this news, though, just a few observations that I've had. It's incredible. I am honored. I am blessed. I am amazed. I am shocked. I am pleasantly surprised that this broadcast, I don't want to call it a show because we're not really entertainment, has gained more AM and FM affiliates around the country, that it's really grown, and that the message, though shocking and painful as it is being received better and better by people. Folks are willing to face the true horror of what we're entering here in the early days of the 21st century. People love their families enough and love their country enough and have seen enough to finally believe that we're really under a world government, we're really losing national sovereignty, the New World Order is really and truly upon us. I mean, think about it. I talk conservatively to several million people a week, conservatively, and we get up here on air and we lay out the facts of 9/11, we discuss the police state, and we talk about the open borders, and we lay out the global plan, and we get into the UN taking over the national parks, and the UN bossing our Supreme Court around, and the UN monitoring our elections, and we're able to talk about the real issues. And that's a big deal. And so I wanted to take some time out to thank all of our affiliates that carry the broadcast, and to thank all the sponsors, and to thank you, the listeners, and to thank the folks that make the show possible up in Minnesota. And I'm down here in Austin, Texas. And, of course, number one, to God for the opportunity. And I pray every day that I'll be able to do a better job, that I see with more clarity and understand the New World Order, and that I'll be able to somehow bring forward a good debate and hopefully help educate myself and others to a greater extent about the perils of this authoritarian New World Order despotism. But a lot of people still have trouble believing. I was on a TV show last night here in Austin, more of a mainstream show, up late Austin, and the host was saying, well, Alex, you know, how would the government carry out 9/11? You know, why would they kill their own people? You know, no one would do something like that. And I then began to point out all these historical examples how, for the power elite, human lives mean absolutely nothing. And then I went over Operation Northwoods, I mean, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks as a pretext for war to be blamed on foreign countries. And then I went over the fact of, well, you know, NORAD stood down because they were told it was a drill, and then it turns out the CIA was running a drill of flying hijacked jets into New York and D.C. landmarks that morning at the very time the hijackings were taking place. Now, how many of you really think that's a coincidence? How many of you really are that willfully in denial? And folks, that's only one smoking gun, though it's one of the strongest, out of over 600 that we've chronicled. I've made two films on the subject, I've written a book, I've published a book, I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people, victims, family members, lawyers, military officers, air traffic controllers, German defense ministers, and they all say the same thing I'm saying. And I'm sorry the world's like this. I'm real sorry. But the same thing goes for electronic voting machines. People don't want to believe we're losing our right to vote. But the evidence is legion upon legion now. The examples are in the thousands of coast to coast, every county and city, open election fraud, government gets caught doing it, engineers leave these electronic voting machine companies, say it's a fraud. These companies are caught accessing the wireless machines during elections, manipulating votes. Of the five big companies, three of them are run by former CIA or deputy directors, or the other two, NSA or top generals. And that's why government's so arrogant now. I mean, you talk about administrative law courts, admiralty courts, right here in Austin, Texas. Now, everyone. I haven't seen anyone who's for the toll roads that are going in, by the way, all over the country now. 9 toll roads and 15. Now they're saying 20. Almost every existing road, giant toll roads with transponders to go anywhere, to leave my house, 200 yards from my house will be a toll road. You can't go anywhere, and no one is for it. Everyone is against it. The liberals are against it. The conservatives are against it. Everyone. Everyone. What the newspaper said out of, like, what, 6,000 emails, they got just a few that were for the toll roads, and that was from government bureaucrats. Well, then why then suddenly are they doing this? Why all over the country is the government doing what's diametrically opposed to what the people want? Why, if 87% of Americans, including Hispanics, by the way, they try to make it a racial issue, it's not, the majority of Americans are against open borders and unlimited immigration. They know it's driving down the wages and hurting the economy. Why then do the Republicans and Democrats say, we don't care, we're going to give you the biggest amnesty ever? Because it's part of the free trade area of the Americas, the Pan-American Union. And because they've got their electronic voting machines in about 32% of the country, and in most other areas, they've got paper ballots, but they're digitized and then put into a computer. And I mean, we've caught the county government in Austin and caught them engaging in election fraud twice. I have caught them. It's admitted they've been caught, but then, oh, nothing happens to them. It's just an accident. So that's why you're going to see this enormous arrogance. That's why things are going to get worse and worse very quickly. And the globalists know that you're going to get angry about this. They know that you're going to take to the streets as the consolidation and as the vice grip gets tighter and tighter. And so every major city, even small towns, have had the Darth Vader outfits, the armored black pads, the armored helmets, the face mask, the rubber bullets, in many big cities, the microwave guns mounted on top Humvees. This has all been issued, and the cops have been taught it's an us-against-them mentality, and they've got to defend the state from the people, and the people are bad, and they're gearing up to crack down en masse. They're gearing up to shut down cities. They're gearing up for mass arrest. I mean, they're gearing up with secret police units everywhere and admitting it. And so, well, you look at that, and it's a pretty bleak picture. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just trying to give you, from my studies, and I hope I'm wrong. Unfortunately, I know I'm not. I mean, you can debate the severity of it, but you have to admit we're in this tyranny. This is really happening, folks. This authoritarian police state is here. I mean, what increment are we under? What level? That can be debated. But it can be stopped. You know, they may have stolen our elections. They may have selected the two presidential candidates. They may be putting us under UN regulation and control. But again, I am heartened by the fact that there is a giant awakening taking place. And it's growing very fast, geometrically, doubling every 6 months or so. And so that's why we're kind of in a standoff situation, kind of a Mexican standoff. And again, a Mexican standoff is where one person's got a gun on the other person, they got a gun on them, somebody else has got a gun on them, and then somebody's got a gun on them. So it's kind of like a chain here, and we're all connected. But the weak link in the New World Order's program is their own enforcers, their own police, their own military, waking up and counting the cost and seeing what's going on. And that's why it's so vital that all of us that are informed have courage, get involved, speak out, be eloquent, to have our facts together, and to really talk to people in a soul-to-soul situation and look them in the eyes and go, look, you can't ignore what's happening. The more liberty we give up, the more tyranny we get. We don't get security. Look around you. Most of this anti-terror stuff has nothing to do with terrorism. It's about control. And that's the history of humanity. And we're losing America right now. We just can't let that happen. We'll come back, get to news, bunch of key news, your calls. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Governments are corrupt and wicked. That's the nature of power. And so I'm not defending Iran. But just because Iran has a corrupt, inbred leadership that's enslaved their people, that doesn't mean that the globalists that want to attack Iran are good. I mean, again, if Satan wants to attack Beelzebub, Beelzebub and Satan are both in the wrong. And I have to tell you that Iran is freer than it was under the Shah, which the globalists had put into power. But bottom line, we should leave Iran alone. Iran is more sophisticated than Iraq, have a lot more weapons, and they will fight. And already a year ago, the CIA tried to overthrow the government there, tried to get riots going nationwide, and they were put down quickly by the general public. And they want to have another terror attack, blame it on Iran, have us go to war with Iran next, have the national draft, put our young people into a war with these people. Saddam, under globalist control, killed over a million Iranians, folks, and they just kept coming. And old Saddam pulled back. And that's a lot of people, folks, a million. And what, 400,000 Iraqis died. And now our government wants to go to war with them. Bush takes hard line against Iran. President Bush pressed Iran on Monday to give up its nuclear ambitions as Iranian officials asked European nations to help them obtain advanced technology that could be used to make the weapons. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, and Great Britain have gone in as a group to send a message on behalf of the free world that Iran must comply with the demands of the free world. The free world, huh? Bush said. And my attitude is, we've got to continue to keep pressure on the government and help others keep pressure on the government. In a document last week, however, Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, asked the three European powers to back Iran's insistence that it have access to advanced nuclear technology, including those with dual use, a term for equipment and technical expertise that have both peaceful and military applications. U.S. officials say the new demands, which stunned German, French, and British diplomats, effectively stalled negotiations. And they go on to say the Europeans have not formally responded to the demand, which was made available to the Associated Press. Instead, they urged Iran to act on its pledge to clear up nagging suspicions about its nuclear efforts by September 13th. When the International Atomic Energy Agency meets. Well, here's the problem. The U.S. won't let the International Atomic Energy Agency inspect our plants, and we shouldn't, by the way. Israel won't let anybody inspect their weapons, their 400-plus, and their cruise missiles, and Dolphin submarines, and fourth biggest nuclear power in the world. But Iran is supposed to, and supposedly from good sources, Iran's got several bombs. And that's why Israel's put up a missile defense, which is fine with me. We deserve a missile defense as well. Israel says they may attack within the next few months. And they've been on their own television and newspapers saying they're going to attack Iran as the tip of the spear, then the U.S. may move in against Iran to try to take the whole country down. And there's all these arguments about, well, we can't let them have nuclear weapons. I mean, everybody else is getting them. Are we going to invade everybody? And that's really what the New World Order is about. All the ruthless things our governments are doing, when you get down to the bottom line, they say, well, we can't allow any sovereign nations out there because they're going to develop chemical, biological, and radiological weapons that can destroy the earth, and so we've got to have a world government to regulate and control this. But then you look at who's running the world government, it's a bunch of psychopaths who have, we've caught Israel, we've caught England, we've caught the U.S. government, all helping to arm Iran, just like they helped arm Saddam. They put Fidel Castro into Cuba. Did you know our government did that? Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, Mao Zedong in China, it's all admitted. They build up these boogeymen and then knock them down at the expense of our children's blood and at the expense of our tax dollars and at the expense of our security. So if you want to talk about a threat to world peace, it is the U.S. and England and others. And we could begin World War III faster than you can say Shazam. So what do you think about them apples? Well, there's a bunch more on Iran. It's really heating up. And we'll talk about it. Our government's now threatening Japan over it. Oh, boy. Your calls as well coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
All right, your phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Any issue or news item you want to talk about, any questions or comments, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and of course the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. There's also a big trend towards arresting you for driving while tired. It's not just going to be drinking and driving now, and they're going to start this with the hangover test. Could nab groggy motorist. And they call it the hangover test to confuse people, but it says, oh, we're going to go ahead and arrest you if you're tired, too. And the auto companies are now wanting to put a retina scanner in the car, kind of like Void Comp out of Blade Runner, that measures the microscopic eye movement of your eye to tell if you're tired, and then the car won't start. Well, it'll save lives. Aren't you for it? Everything tracked and traced, everything monitored. That's just some of the news that's coming up. I know Walt and others are patiently holding, and we'll get to your calls, as I said, here in just a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Right now, for the next few minutes, let's bring Debbie Morrow up from New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, of course, is a lady you'll talk to when you call to order a Berkey Light water filter, the best quality purification system, bar none in the country, a new standard of purification, and it's made in America. And I know you hear us, you know, every week or so talk about this, but a lot of you have procrastinated and waited and not taken action. Now is the time, my friends, to stop procrastinating and to stop drinking the water that is just filled with everything you can imagine. In fact, it was just another article yesterday out of Los Angeles with the water full of Prozac. And then last Saturday, I saw another article about England's entire water supply, municipal supplies, full of Prozac. I mean, that's just one of the things that's in the water. Why would you want to drink that? I mean, the chlorine and stuff just kills some of the bacteria, and you're still drinking dead bacteria. It doesn't cut out all those chemicals. So why not filter your water? And I mean with a real filtration system, not just some, you know, little charcoal thing that takes out some bad taste. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell folks about what the filters look like, what they do, and then how folks get them.
Okay. Well, the Berkey Light Water Filter Systems, they're a countertop gravity-fed water filter, and they come in two models. One comes with lights in the base, and one comes without lights in the base. And the lights are an option. They're not anything to do with filtering the water. They're a great emergency lighting system should you have a power outage or need to be on the go and need some lighting. But either way you get it, you're going to get the same good water filtration. So that's one of the options that are different. Now, the Berkey Light holds 2.5 gallons of water at a time, and you pour the water into the top canister, and it seeps through the Black Berkey purification elements and then drips into the bottom canister where you have a spigot and you get your water out the spigot. It's very easy to use as well as very economical to use. And there's really no reason for people not to have a Berkey water filter system because they are so cost effective and they're hydrating your body, keeping you healthier. You know, our bodies are made up of 70% water, and it's very important for us to try to put water in that's not poisoned. So we encourage people to give us a call here at New Millennium, and we will be glad to go. I'll go over all the different systems with them and let them know all about the different filters. I also did want to remind people that school is coming back, and a lot of the kids will be going on field trips and outings and different things, and we still have that $99 special for the 5 Berkey sport bottles with the generic labels. And I highly encourage our listeners to get those sport bottles and put them in their kids' backpacks so that they can be drinking pure water instead of drinking out of the water fountains in the schools and public places.
And each one of those does 640 refills, right?
That's correct. And they're great. You know, they're so convenient and easy to use and very economical. And then you're sure that you're giving your kids, you know, the best possible safety while they're...
Well, it's real simple, Debbie. We've got all this talk about taking control of our lives and standing up against the New World Order. But if we won't just do something simple, like ceasing to drink the contaminated tap water, nothing's going to help us. I mean, if we won't even do something that's this simple, we've got major problems. And yeah. I drink filtered water. It's once you've been drinking quality filtered water, to go back to tap water is impossible. I mean, you may not taste all the stuff in it now, but once you've been drinking good filtered purified water, it'll be a big difference. A lot of different specials. Go to BerkeyWater.com and then put in the comments section that it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want, the video, Sheltering in Place, made by a U.S. government expert, how to really make your house safe in case of chemical, biological, or radiological attack. We also have the Prudent Places CD with 500 color maps and demographics and rainfall patterns. I mean, it's a huge almanac of information for the U.S. You can get that as a free gift when you get a Berkey Light without the lights, or get 2 free gifts and you get it with the lights, an array of LEDs that burn for 14 years. The toll-free number to give Debbie a call is 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and the number's busy or you get the voicemail, leave your name and number, she'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. God bless. Again, we're going to go to your calls now, but again, that number, if you missed it, 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Walton, Kansas City, you're our first caller. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. We'll go ahead and go to Walt now. Stephanie?
Yeah. Hello, Alex. How are you, buddy?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I'm sorry to hear that you wrecked your pretty Tahoe. I guess they're going to replace it for you, ain't they?
Sure. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, got blown off the road in a big storm and ran into two oak trees, and I'm just blessed to be alive. And it was just me and my father in the car, so nobody got hurt. My dad got a concussion. I guess he did get hurt, but...
Well, I'm sure glad that both of you made it out all right. You know, when I heard that, I was in shock.
well, stuff I mean, like that happens, Walt, but I appreciate your...
I understand. I'll tell you, interesting coincidence, though, that day in particular that you were talking about that, or the day before, rather, I had bought a set of aluminum wheels at the junkyard off of a truck that came from Texas. And it was wrecked. And I'm like, whoa, when I heard that, and I had to go down the next day and pick up some more stuff off the truck. And they had said, and I told them, I said, well, I said, you guys can be looking for getting a real pretty blue Suburban in here. I said, there probably ain't a whole lot left of it, but, you know, yeah. Anyway, to make a long story short, what I was talking about, you talk about the police state and all of this other stuff all the time. And I'm not getting on you about that because everybody needs to hear that. But here's another portion of that. Right here in the Kansas City area, our media will not touch it. And those people, too, are guilty of treason because this is destroying the public right here in the area and probably all across the country. I've heard you mention about the high cost of diesel fuel that's above gasoline on the West Coast and above gasoline prices on the East Coast. Well, I've got a diesel pickup, big diesel pickup I bought for, against George Bush, you know what I'm saying. And I'm getting better than 18 miles to the gallon with it here in town. And for the size of it and the big four-wheel drive and everything, why, you know, that's doing real good. You're not going to find a gas pickup like it that's going to do that. Anyway, the prices of gasoline here in Kansas City, oh, they're talking about, oh, the price of gas went down. It sure did. It's $1.78.9. You know where diesel is? Right there with it, $1.78.9.
And again, diesel is much less expensive create from the oil. It's always been much cheaper, but now suddenly it's the same price or much higher. They're just raping people who are in transportation, and then that is just passed on to the consumer. And well, we said this would happen.
Yeah.
Fuel went up to what, $2.15 an average a gallon.
Yeah, and at that time.
Let me finish. For 87 octane. And then it went down 20, 30 cents. People are, oh, we're so lucky. But it's still 30, 40 cents above what it was. So it never goes back down to the original level. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and again, at that time, diesel fuel was still like $1.60 a gallon. You know, so in other words, I thought, boy, this was sure a smart move, you know,
Did you know oil almost hit $45 a barrel yesterday?
Yes, I did. In fact, I've been watching that, and one would think that now that we have Iraqi's oil, of course, most people don't know that they got a pipeline direct into Israel now, which I'm sure is, that's also just like the guys running over that taxi cab with their tank, you know, that's another way to... make the people of Iraq real happy, too, you know. But what I was going to say is, yeah, people don't understand that if you got it, a truck brought it. That means your jeans, your tennis shoes, your food on your table, everything, and everything is going to be passed right along to the consumer by these major companies who are the only ones that are going to be able to stay in business, while the little guys who own one or two trucks, they're going to have to quit. They're going to have to quit because if it remains at $1.78.9, I don't think they can operate at making a dollar a mile hauling goods. You know, I just don't see it because along with the fuel, they've also got insurance that's going up all the time. They've also got tires that are going up all the time. You always have to have tires. You have to have everything.
Walt, I hear you, and it's good to hear from you. Take care. It's a very serious issue. And, folks, I've got a stack of articles here. Let me find one of them. U.S. pressures Japan to quit Iran oil. The United States is pressuring Japan to invest in Libya, our new buddy, oil industry, instead of a project to tap Iran's giant Azdagan oil field that has provoked the wrath of Washington, a Bush administration official said. Now, I have another article here out of Venezuela where they're trying to get another coup going because the Venezuelan president is producing a bunch of oil. Actually, the CIA is running around in Russia and in Iran and in Latin America trying to get oil-producing, exporting countries not to sell oil. In fact, the Russians just agreed to cut back production. You see, this whole war is about OPEC maintaining its monopoly. And the Organization of Petroleum Producing Countries, or OPEC, they're actually controlled by the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve. The Arabs get about 20% of that money, but then they always take the blame for everything when they're scamming us. But really, this whole New World Order is in part about keeping oil prices high. I mean, there's hardly any oil flowing out of Iraq right now, so why are the oil companies registering record oil profits, and why is oil so expensive when we got plenty of oil in Alaska? And plenty of oil in the Gulf of Mexico, and plenty of oil in Venezuela. Because they've got this whole thing set up. It's a big, fat scam. And I've got another article on this, too, where the CIA is running around trying to stop people from exporting oil. You see, it isn't just that they want the oil to sell it to you. The globalists want to control the oil so they can monopolize it and fix the prices, okay? There's actually too much oil. There's oil all over the place. They're finding giant fields all the time. They found fields in Russia bigger than those in Saudi Arabia. They found fields in Afghanistan and Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and all the other stands bigger than Saudi Arabia. We got oil coming out of our ears, folks. But meanwhile, the corporations are covertly funding this whole peak oil movement out there teaching you that there's no oil. So you'll then think it's okay when you get scammed for the price of petroleum products that include the shirt you're wearing, the shoes you're wearing, the plastic glass you drink out of, the pen you're writing with, the eyeglasses you're wearing, the contacts you're wearing, everything. Everything. Not everything. 90% of stuff is petroleum-based. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Got to go quicker to these calls. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'd like to make a few comments on this war on terrorism and against those nations possessing weapons of mass destruction whom we perceive as a threat either to our national security or to Israel's national security. First, in the war on terrorism, going after countries like Iraq and possibly Iran and Syria, as you pointed out, is like going after the street corner drug dealer and ignoring the major drug shipping magnates. And the greatest supporters in international terrorism when I worked in the intelligence community, and that includes Mideastern terrorism, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, where the Soviet Union, which is now Russia, and various Eastern European countries like East Germany and Czechoslovakia.
Well, that's really it. I mean, North Korea's our buddy. China's our buddy. China's really our buddy, and Russia. But meanwhile, we're all worried about some Arabs who might get one bomb or something, so we've got to preemptively attack them. Meanwhile, our government, we catch our own government arming them.
So, and Red Communist China was also not a small player in supporting global terrorism during those years, and I highly doubt that both...
Let me stop you, Daryl, and I'll hold you over if need be. And notice, back when we had the FALN and others carrying out hundreds of bombings, killing police and firemen, bombing buses, here in the U.S., the media hardly gave it any attention because that was real terrorism, and the FBI, in their own handbook, said, ignore terrorism, don't give it attention. Now that it's government-sponsored terror and they want to get our freedoms, they're advertising it, scaremongering with it. But we had all kinds of terrorism, real terrorism in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, all over the planet, but it got ignored because they didn't want to aid the Soviets. Now, is that correct?
My question would be is, why don't we go after Russia and Red China? Because they're no doubt still big supporters of international terrorism. And, of course, you just answered that question. Oh, of course, because they're our good buddies now in the war on terrorism. And then, of course, when you talk about weapons of mass destruction, we're going after these little dinky countries that most of them don't have a missile that'll reach us, especially in the Middle East, with nuclear weapons.
None of them do. None of them even have missiles that'll hit Europe.
And yet Russia and Red China have threatened to nuke us at various times. And as you pointed out on your show, many times Red China's threatened to even nuke L.A. and other places. These people have missiles that will reach us with a lot of warheads. And they hate our guts, Alex. They've never changed. Russia is still run by the same communist thugs that have always run it. And they're the real enemy, not these little dinky countries in the Middle East. So I think Islam, militant Islam in these Middle Eastern countries are nothing but Osama bin Laden, Goldstein boogeymen for us to attack. So, and thanks a lot, Alex, for all you do.
Well, great points. I was going to hold you over, but you're done. Good points. Sean and Mike and Ken and everybody else, your calls are up next. When we get back, please stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of the criminals that carried out 9/11, then please get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get part two, The Masters of Terror. I also carried George Humphrey's video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Eric Hupschman's video on 9/11, which is excellent as well. 9/11, Painful Deceptions. We carry my three police state films. You see the FEMA camps, the foreign troops, the militarization of police. You need to get all these videos. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more, and the other videos I carry are from $19.95 to $25.95 by other authors and researchers. A lot of them come with free books and materials. You can call and talk to the operators and ask questions about different specials and titles and make your order or get the mailing address by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take action. Please get my videos. Please make copies of them and get them out to people. It's having a big effect. We've just got to push even harder. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or, again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Sean in Colorado, then Mike Ken another. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I want to actually inquire about this new CIA director. I heard this morning on one of the Neocon shows that he was a graduate of Yale also, and I want to know if he's a Skull and Bones member.
You know, I looked that up and didn't see his name in the list, but again, it's like Bill Clinton from Yale. Yale, Yale, Yale. This is the elite school for globalist controllers. So is Georgetown. Bill Clinton went to both. And it's the same story over and over again. Now we're going to have this giant domestic super CIA outside the control of Congress. I mean, this is classical despotism.
Yes, it is. On the same show, Peter Boyle here in Denver, he interviewed Eric Hutschmidt this morning. He's been reading the Painful Questions, and I'll tell you, he is he's definitely out there to try to disprove us as a debunker. But at the end of his show, the interesting thing is he wants to get you on his show. And I was wondering if there's a number I could give him to let him contact you guys and set up a little appointment there.
Yeah, any radio station that wants to interview me can call 512-291-5750.
5750. Yeah, 512-291-5750. Thanks a lot. And just on a side note, I had a sinus infection 2 months ago. Colloidal silver and distilled water once every 15 minutes. I'll tell you what, by the end of the day, you will be a new man. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I just get allergies a few weeks out of the year. Austin's like the capital of it, but that's a good idea. I've heard that works. Thank you. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air. All right, put him on hold. He's listening to his radio, and it's delayed, so he doesn't know that. Ken in Georgia. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I caught the end of the show on Friday when you were talking about subliminals that WO's letting out by accident. Not by accident, on purpose, I should say. And I was wondering if anybody has called in and mentioned the statement or subliminal that Bill Clinton let out at the Democratic Convention?
By subliminals, you mean where Bush says we're going to attack and hurt the American people? Or
exactly.
But Kerry saying we're going to double our terror forces?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. When we get back, speak up for me. Having trouble hearing you. We'll talk more about this when we start the second hour. Then in about 30 minutes, we've got a guest coming on who's protesting the UN coming in to oversee our elections, which I think is a horrible idea, but for different reasons. And then we got a guest coming on about the national draft. You don't want to miss that as well. Stay with us.